It's been an eventful, and for some, an emotional week in Olympia. On Tuesday, we reported a story about women being sexually harassed in the state legislature. That reporting was in collaboration with the News Tribune of Tacoma and the Olympian. Since that story broke, more women have come forward on social media and in person to tell their stories of harassment at the Capitol. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has more.
At an outdoor cafe in downtown Seattle, Samantha Kershaw holds the hand of a friend and tells the story of what happened to her one evening in 2009. She was out with some Democratic state lawmakers at a bar in downtown Olympia. Kershaw, who was 25 at the time and trying to get a full-time job with the legislature, says at one point she got up to go to the bathroom and a state representative named Brendan Williams followed her. But before she reached the bathroom,
he pushed me against a wall. And he shoved his tongue down my throat. And I say it with that language because that's what happened.
Kershaw says she pushed him off of her and yelled at him. And then as she hurried out of the bar, she says Williams offered to write her a letter of recommendation.
And I'm still so angry about that because I think at that point, I realized he was telling me how much power he had over me, that he could help my career or he could hurt my career.
Kershaw is one of four women to make allegations against Williams, who is no longer in elected office. Those allegations were first reported by the Associated Press. They followed our reporting on the workplace climate at Washington's Capitol, a place where women we talked to said that unwelcome comments, attention, and touching from male lawmakers and lobbyists are common. Some also told us they had been inappropriately touched. Most said they did not report these behaviors for fear it would hurt their careers. That's why Kershaw says, as a 25-year-old, she didn't report what happened to her.
I didn't trust the institution. I didn't trust the process. I didn't trust that there was a way for me to come forward and not have it in some way jeopardize my ability to advance in my career.
In a statement, Williams wouldn't address specific allegations against him, but said, quote, "My past actions on a few occasions caused pain, and I own that responsibility and sincerely apologize." Kershaw is now a top official with the Washington State Senate Democratic Campaign Committee, and she's one of several women who are describing experiences they've had while working in and around Washington's legislature. Kershaw says she decided to tell her story now and hopes it helps change the culture in Washington's capital.
There has to be a way for all victims to come forward safely and not feel ashamed or threatened.
House Majority Leader Pat Sullivan, a Democrat, agrees.
You know, we have to have a culture where people feel comfortable.
To that end, Sullivan says the Washington House of Representatives has been reviewing its harassment policies and procedures since January. He says the goal is to create a new policy that creates certainty.
When an individual comes forward with an issue of harassment, that we address it, or they're not going to come forward. And that is something that has to be fixed.
But already women say something has changed. Sitting with Kershaw as she told her story was lobbyist Rebecca Johnson.
I hear conversations happening in a much more real way than I ever have before, and I see the opportunity to help both for myself and my colleagues who I've been with this whole time, but also for the women coming up behind us.
I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.